Well, we had more than 5,000 people visiting the tulip display, and it's been extraordinarily successful. And of course, the weather has been very kind, with being very cold or in the morning, which then also delays the tulip and the growth of the tulip a little bit, and then a little bit of sunshine in the afternoon has really helped. So everybody was able to see the early tulips, the tulips that come out in the mid-season, and the late tulips are flowering at the moment. And the meadow needed quite a lot of extra sunshine, so that took about 10 more days to mature. But it's looking really lovely at the moment.
I've seen pictures, actually, and it does look amazing. But then, just before coming to talk to you, I looked into Dunsborough Park itself, and the history of the house itself and the gardens is quite amazing.
Yes, it's an old little farmhouse built in the 1580s, and it was connected with the abbey. And then, of course, they added on in the years in the 18th century, and they built the greenhouses as well. I think the gardens were laid more just in the 1930s, 40s. And then we've been looking after it for quite a long time now. And there were no plants in the water garden, and everything was quite derelict. And we had to put lots of hedges in to make rooms, to put different flowers in different rooms. And it's a passion of love, really, and the people working here are really loving it.
I understand since 1997, yourself and your husband have developed the gardens and then opened them to the public as well. Was that an easy decision to make? Did you want as many people as possible to see the garden once they were looking at their best?
We always wanted to restore the garden. That was the first thing, with restoring the house, which we had to do. My husband was dealing in the garden statuary at the time, and not anymore. So he wanted to have some rooms where you could put just a lovely statue and show people that you don't need a lot. Just one is lovely to put in a tiny little part of the garden to finish it off, really. We had a big sale, so they're not there, unfortunately, anymore. But the garden is still looking lovely with the flowers, and we have the tulips in April and the roses in June. The garden will be open again on the 14th for about 2 weeks of June, and then lots of people are coming now to every year come back to see the flowers, the dahlias in September.
So actually you have a visitor season all year round, really, or almost all year round, if you're opening for the tulips and then for the roses in June and then dahlias in September. You must be quite busy.
Yes, it's a lovely... What's so nice about the garden is you've got a water garden, you've got a secret garden, you've got lots of other flowers. Penelope Hobhouse in 1995-96-97 helped us to restore and helped us with the plants we have, and of course we had to replace quite a few of them now. But it's a private, lovely garden, and it gives you a lot of tranquility, and there's water in the water garden, and the peace of and the sound of the water is just, you know, special, I think.
It's sounding amazing. I think we should go, John, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, somewhere I haven't been, but looking at the pictures, it does look absolutely amazing. And I think, you know, you've been really lucky, Caroline, with the weather, as you said, you know, and, yeah, the fact people can come out and get out and explore the gardens. I think that we all need a bit of fresh air and a bit of gardening, a bit of visiting gardens in our lives with everything that's been going on over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we need rain now, so we're going to have a
bit. Okay, and I know you do, during the Tulip Festival, you'll be doing some charity teas as well, so supporting some really good local causes, you know, like Shooting Star Chase, Woking Sambia Hospice. So I mean, that's really good and really positive that you're raising money for the community through that.
Yes, we've had lots. We also had a day for the Ukraine, and then we had about 800 people that day, and people were supporting that. Had most amazing cakes and everything. I like more charities to come and help me. I can't do every single day on my own. So we had 5 this year, which I think is quite good. We also had ACE SMA, which is a charity that is looking into how to help people who have spinal muscular atrophy. And there's a big event on the 7th of May in Wiltshire, if anybody is interested in that. They are doing a big pilot study for children with SMA. They need physiotherapy, and not only the medication, but also that. And then there's ARCH, which is a charity that I set up. It's called Art, Research, Creativity and Health. And this year we're going to help people who have been lonely or who are lonely with music.
Oh, wow. I mean, this is so important. I mean, if you're feeling lonely and, you know, isolated through lockdown and, you know, maybe sort of live on your own, you know, art and creativity and music, it all kind of helps, really, doesn't it, with the, you know, sort of integration process. Yes, really. Yes. Really good what you're doing.
And the inspiration of being at Dunsborough as well will be amazing.
Yes, we also have quite often, once a year, we have people come and paint. And I'm always very jealous because they do such an amazing job. And I just wish I could sit there and do it myself. Yeah. And they can just create the flowers that are there or the shrubs or the trees.
You're too busy making it brilliant for the rest of us and keeping it running. But I was thinking, seriously, if people haven't heard of Dunsborough Park, which I hadn't before I did some research, and they want to find out more or come along and visit, then how do they go about that? What's the best way for people to find information and then come and visit?
Well, because of COVID, we had were restricted in getting people here and had to do everything online, and that seems to work really well. So go to the website, www.dunsboroughpark, and then you can see what kind of events we have. Sometimes we have some music, and when the gardens are open. And the only way to do this, to come to the garden, is to book it online or to make a private appointment.
Okay, so we do that online at dunsboroughpark.com. Well, Caroline, you know, good luck with everything that you're doing. Keep up the good work, and you know, we look forward to the roses. Actually, that sounds really
good. We wish you good weather in June for your roses festival as well. Thank you for joining.
I hope the frost is gone now, and that we get some lovely sunshine after the rain.